Moments with the Master, Day 11. People have certain basic needs. Some of those needs are to be accepted, forgiven, free, helped, included, loved, needed, reassured, safe, valued. The Bible states that God created us. In the first book of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, we read, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. They will rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the animals, all the earth, and the creatures that crawl on the earth.'" So God created man in his own image. He created him in the image of God. He created them male and female. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and every creature that crawls on the earth." As our Creator, God knows our needs. Ever since Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, read the first book of Genesis chapter 3, the primary need of man has been to be forgiven for disobeying God or sinning. In the Old Testament of the Bible, God graphically showed how grave the sin issue was. Innocent animals had to be killed and their blood sprinkled on the altar in order to obtain cleansing for sin. Sacrifices were offered daily because people sinned or disobeyed God every day. In the New Testament of the Bible, Jesus Christ offered himself one time as the final offering to God for the sin of mankind. There would be no more sacrifices for sin. Jesus Christ said on the cross, "It is finished." And God accepted Jesus' death as satisfactory to forgive us for our sins. Ever since the beginning of time, God had a plan. In the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 13, we read, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." In the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 10, "And in the beginning, Lord, you established the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands." Even before the creation of the earth, God had a plan for mankind. We read about that in the New Testament in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4, "For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight." Listen to the Bible's account of the fulfillment of God's plan for the redemption of sinful man. First, there's a message for Joseph, who was engaged to Mary. In the Gospel of Matthew, in the New Testament, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, we read, "The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way. After his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man, and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, 'See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel,' which is translated, 'God is with us.'" When Joseph got up from sleeping, he did as the Lord's angel had commanded him. He married her, but did not know her intimately until she gave birth to a son, and Joseph named him Jesus. Then there was a message for Mary, who was engaged to Joseph. We find that message in the New Testament in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Rejoice, favored woman, the Lord is with you." But she was deeply troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be. Then the angel told her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this be, since I have not been intimate with a man?" The angel replied to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And consider your relative Elizabeth. Even she has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." "I am the Lord's slave," said Mary. "May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel left her. Then there was the birth of Jesus. We find that account in the New Testament in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be registered. This first registration took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him snugly in cloth and laid him in a feeding trough, because there was no room for them at the inn. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said unto them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, there was with them a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors." When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord hath made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the feeding trough. After seeing them, the shepherd reported the message they were told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, just as they had been told. A song is sung in heaven to praise God because of man's redemption. In the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 9, we read, "And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slaughtered, and you redeemed people for God by your blood from every tribe and language and people and nation." Then a message for you today. The Bible states in the New Testament, in the book of Romans, chapter 10 and verses 9 and 10, that forgiveness for sin is a personal matter. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. With the heart one believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth one confesses, resulting in salvation. Of the Father's Love Begotten is a hymn from the 4th century that praises God for providing salvation for sinful man. Listen as Vicky sings about the message of the Father's love for us, demonstrated in the death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary to provide forgiveness for my sin.
Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending, he of the things that are, that have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. O ye heights of heaven, adore him, angel hosts his praises sing, powers, dominions bow before him, and extol our God.